It's time now for the KNDY Coaches Corner Wrap-Up Pregame Show. We head into the second round of the playoffs. Let's go ahead and take a look at what's on tap for tonight. The Centralia Panthers get their first crack at the playoffs after a first-round bye. Coach Larry Glotzik feels that the week off gave them a chance to heal up a bit and work on themselves.
It's such a haul there when you've got JV games on Mondays and varsity games on Fridays and basically got 2 days of practice, Tuesday, Wednesday is what you have. So allowing us to, string together some consecutive days of practice really helps us.
Tonight, Centralia will take on a team they face in the regular season finale, Wabunsee. 2 weeks ago, the Panthers won 60-20, and head coach Larry Glossick doesn't expect to see many changes in the Chargers, but his team will be ready if they do.
They threw the ball extremely well. Every team, when you get to the playoffs, you throw in some wrinkles here and there. So good thing about playing different schemes throughout the year that you see a lot of different sets and things that's going on. So, you always got to be prepared.
Last Friday, Washington County season came to an end after a first-round loss to Little River 56-0, and head coach Doug Thompson felt things started to unravel once quarterback Drew Berman suffered an injury.
I thought we had a pretty good game plan coming in, but I thought we were going to have to throw the ball. They do such a good job of stopping the run. But once Drew got hurt, kind of the only one that we got that can throw the ball right now. And that led to a little bit of adversity when he got hurt. They were able to stop the run and went downhill.
The Tigers finished with a 4-3 record, and while not the season they had hoped to have, Coach Thompson saw a lot of good things this year.
Yeah, we had a lot of underclassmen, a lot of sophomores and juniors step up. And then Trevor Grace has done a good job. He's a senior for us, and he kind of got hit in the head, so he didn't play him much either. So we had all of our sophomores and juniors out there playing most of the game against Little River. And those guys continue to keep stepping up. You can tell they lack a little bit of experience, but I think they're going to get there, and they want to work, and they want it. Future looks a little bright.
Tonight, Frankfort hits the road against St. John's Tipton. The Wildcats got into this game by defeating Lakeside last week 60-14. Head coach Nick Anderson wasn't 100% sure how his team would respond after having not played in nearly a month.
Oh, we did a pretty good job of handling our situation. The number of penalties was a concern, but probably something that was foreseeable. And defensively, I thought we did a really good job eliminating the big play, and that was a key for us going in, trying to make them earn everything. And overall, very happy with how we came out and played.
Second-round opponent St. John's Tipton comes into the game 7-2 and riding a 7-game win streak, and Coach Anderson knows it's going to be a big test for his team.
I expect a very competitive ball game. They're playing as well as anybody, and they got good size up front and got a couple backs that really have top-end speed that we're really going to have to try to contain and that sort of thing. So, we're excited to get another opportunity, but we know we're going to have our hands full for sure.
A big rival game tonight that you can catch on KNDY FM 95.5 as Hanover and Axtell face off in Hanover. The Wildcats move on to the second round after cruising past Osborne last week 56-6, and head coach Matt Hoyer was pleased with his team even after a slow start.
I thought we started out with a little bit slow, and I think that's attributed to the adjustments that Osborne made from the first time that we played them. But I thought our kids did a good job of making adjustments themselves, kind of altering the game plan a little bit, especially on the offensive side of the ball. It allowed us to put on a couple scores in the beginning of the second quarter, and that kind of allowed us to start rolling.
While Hanover won fairly easy last week, their opponent tonight had a different experience in their ball game. Axtell trailed Thunder Ridge 40-20 with 3:21 left in the fourth quarter. They were able to score 22 points to win the ball game 42-40. Head coach Eric Detweiler talks about the final 3 minutes of that ball game.
We recovered 2 onside kicks in a row, and after the first one, we scored on one play and then recovered another onside kick with about 2.5 minutes to go. And then we drove the ball down the field. We didn't want to leave too much time on the clock, so we scored with about 29 seconds to go, and then we had to score the 2-point conversion to take the lead. And we actually did that, but had a penalty and had to back us up 5 yards and do it again. And we were fortunate enough to score again, and a great win for our team. Our kids were, obviously excited, scored 3 times in 3 minutes and come out and win the ball game.
This will be the second time this season the two TVL rivals have faced each other. Hanover won 62-12 earlier in the season, and Coach Detweiler feels his team will need to focus on execution this time around.
Last time we had about a 1 to 2 minute spell in that ball game where Hanover scored 3 touchdowns, kind of like we did last Friday night. And momentum is a huge thing in 8-man football, and we can't have that little 2 to 5 minute window of bad mistakes. You know, Hanover kind of runned at will on us last time. We just couldn't stop it. You know, we got to focus on that, minimizing mistakes and stopping their simple plays before we can even worry about what they try to do offensively otherwise.
Hanover head coach Hoyer expects to see a different Axel team than what they saw earlier in the year.
You know, I'm sure they're going to make some adjustments, and I think it's extremely important that our kids understand that, and I feel like that we're going to need to limit the big play on the defensive side of the ball. We have to make sure that we are very assignment sound and not allowing them to score in bunches. And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, just like the old adage says, you got to take care of the football. You know, I feel like we're going to be able to do some things on the offensive side of the ball, but at the same time, you know, our kids need to make sure that they execute.
Again, you can hear the Axel Hanover game in just a little bit on FM 95.5. Marysville picked up a first-round win last week, defeating Colby 45-21. Head coach Dustin Hoyer liked how his team responded to being down early in that game.
Well, I think probably the most important thing was that our kids kept their composure when we fell behind early. We had some miscommunication on defense a couple times and gave up 2 scores and kind of put us in a hole. You know, and I think 5 or 6 weeks ago, our kids may have checked out a little bit, but, you know, a lot of credit to them. They kind of stayed the course and they knew that they could chip away at it, and they trusted what we were asking them to do over the course of the game. So I think really just perseverance was probably the biggest thing that got us back in it and gave us the result we ended with.
Tonight, the Bulldogs hit the road to take on Southeast of Saline, who is 8-0, and Coach Hoyer said the Trojans are a team that just comes right at you.
They're not flashy or fancy or anything like that. You know, they've got a very talented roster. They've got a couple of kids especially that do some really good things, and they've been able to kind of line up and be better than people most of the year. And we've come a long ways. I hope we have enough opportunities left to kind of see just how good we can be. But I think our kids are hungry to make sure that we improve every Friday. I think that they're excited about the opportunity to go out and play a game that we don't think anybody's going to really give us a chance in, and not to play the underdog card. But I think our kids are excited to prove something this week.
And of course, you can hear all the Bulldog action on AM 1570 and FM 94.1 in just a few minutes. We're just about ready to get things underway, as that's going to go ahead and do it for the KNDY Coaches Corner Wrap-Up Pregame Show. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some high school football playoff action right here on KNDY.